Have you ever wanted money that wasn't yours? So you could go to the store to buy some s'mores? Let me tell a story of a situation, a story called Mr. Lad's Temptation. Ken Dog and Jeff sat on the couch. They were watching Raw is War, which made Jeff a grouch. Everything was normal till the doorbell rang. Ken Dog went to get it, and his middle name was Wang. Later, Jeff noticed Ken Dog's money on the table. Should I pick it up? I don't know if I am able. Suddenly, his bad side Kaylee looked at him and said,
"You think it now, I don't like the aces head."
Suddenly, his good side came in with all his might, said,
"The money is your friend, and your evil side's not right."
"Yes, I am,"
Big Evil said,
"telling the truth. The goody-goody's lying, he is so uncouth."
"Don't you call me that, you're an evil guy."
"What, you little wuss, are you gonna cry?"
"Don't give me that, don't you even give me that. Here's what I'm gonna say. You don't steal it from a friend, or you'll pay in the end. Or you'll pay in the end. Oh, baby, you don't steal from a friend. Or you'll pay in the end. Or you'll pay in the end." Suddenly a fight broke out between good and bad. It was kind of like Ragnarok, but only two are mad. I'm not entirely sure where they got the sword to do, but it makes it more exciting and a whole lot more cool. Evil said,
"No more, you win, okay. I know when I'm beat, just don't kill me. I'm a nice guy, I'll let you go."
But Evil from behind slashed Good's torso.
"Now Jeff, take the money, no one will know. Just take it and say, I really gotta go."
So Jeff took the money, you know it was a 20. And Ken now came at muttering, soliciting funny. Jeff got up and said, "I needed to part." But Kendall wasn't listening, he was playing Mario Kart. Jeff tried to spend the money in the shop, but when the cashier felt the money, he called for the cops. It was really a counterfeit that Kendall had dropped. He used it earlier that day as a presentation prop. Jeff was arrested next to a sledgehammer and sentenced 15 years in the slammer. So the moral of the story is, don't steal from a brother, for that one sin leads to another.